We're here at NYU Law and just discussing myself, Harry Carson, and Michael Strahan are going to be here discussing the past, present, and future stars. And it's just an amazing event. I mean, you never get to hear directly from the stars or directly from the athletes.
What is it about sports that captures us?
I think it's the connection. I think it's the connection to so many ages. I think it's, you could be 6 years old watching football for the first time. You could be 70 who's been a lifelong Giants season ticket holder. It hits all spectrums of age, and it doesn't matter whether you're black, white, yellow, green. It doesn't matter what race you are. It doesn't matter how tall, big, or small you are. It's a sport. It's a game that everyone can buy into, everyone can watch, everyone can fall in love with.
There are so many cultural and social issues relating to sports that go beyond touchdowns and runs, hits, and errors, that we believe that in an academic environment such as NYU, somebody should study the fact that sports now is not in the back pages as it was when I was a kid. And with modern media, it's 24/7.
I feel sorry for Victor, but I guess I'm a little victim of it too. And the social media now is so much different. When I first started with the Giants, if there were like Instagram and Twitter, the whole team would have been suspended. Been nobody to play. And now these guys have a different circumstances, but they handle it well.
It really is a good thing, though, that social media was not around when I played. The thing that I say is, I'm glad I played during the era in which I played, because if I did my job, I knew I would have a job. Back in the 70s and 80s, you know, there was more of a sense of loyalty. For me, I was playing for my teammates. When I got hurt and I could walk and I went back into the game, not because of the money, it was because I was the captain of that defense, and I knew that those guys relied on me to be out there. And so I dragged myself out there knowing I was going to have surgery. You know, I withstood the pain, and I went out and I did whatever I needed to do, you know, to be with my teammates.
You know, it's not easy at all. It takes a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of discipline, first and foremost, to kind of live your life the way you want to live it, but still be respectful to your organization, respectful to yourself, and respectful to the people around you. So it's definitely tough, but, you know, we got to do it on a daily basis, and it's not easy.
Harry, Victor, Michael, thank you so much for sharing your story.